It is 6:39 on News Talk 1130 WISN. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of political races to try to keep track of for fall, of course, and we've been concentrating mostly on the highest profile and those that have primaries in them. But I thought I'd introduce you today to the man who's taking on Gwen Moore in her congressional district. It's a district that has voted heavily Democrat, and it's District 4. It's been gerrymandered over the years to ensure that it's a Democratic stronghold, the way it looks to me. It includes South Milwaukee, St. Francis, Cudahy, West Dallas, all of the city of Milwaukee, into Shorewood, and then goes up Glendale and into Brown Deer. And that's intentional. These boundaries are drawn intentionally. It happens to encompass a large black and minority population and a large blue-collar population. So this is a tough nut to crack for Republicans. But Gwen Moore, is certainly someone who can be taken on and beaten if the right challenger comes along, you'd think. If the GOP's ever going to make inroads in this district, it might be this year. And the man taking on Gwen Moore is Republican Dan Sebring, and he joins me live in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Jay. Thanks for having me.
I understand you do have a late challenger in the primary?
I do. There's a gentleman by the name of Ken Lipinski that mysteriously appeared while we're going through the nomination process.
Okay. I was unaware of that, but we'll deal with you because you're the guy who has the Republican endorsement in the in the district. So this is one of those districts that's supposed to scare off all conservatives and Republicans. So why are you running?
Well, it all began pretty innocently. A while back, while I was recovering from cancer surgery, I discovered the blog pages. And I noticed how many people know a lot about politics and know that there's a better way to do things, but apparently don't go much further beyond talking about it in the blog pages. I took it upon myself to write Gwen Moore a letter one day, and I expressed my opinion that it's my responsibility as a citizen to let her know how I feel about a particular issue if it's important to me. And it was her response to that letter that motivated me to run against
her. Is that right? Really dismissive?
It went a little bit beyond dismissive. If you read between the lines, what I interpreted that letter to say was, how dare you tell me how to do my job?
Well, that's the attitude that was evident when she held the town hall meetings on health care as well. Anyone who disagreed with her, she had the real attitude, well, how dare you tell me how to do my job? Give the audience a brief bio. You're a business owner. Your garage is at 60th and Howard. I said 60th and Howell earlier. It's Howard.
Yeah, it's on 60th and Howard. We'll backtrack a little. I'm 53 years old, just turned 53 last month. Mm-hmm. I was born in Milwaukee, raised in New Berlin, graduated from New Berlin West in 1975. In 1983, I joined the United States Navy. And while I was in the Navy, I served on the Chief of Naval Operations Intelligence Staff at the Pentagon during the Reagan administration. From there, I went down to Guantanamo Bay for 2 years. When I came back from Guantanamo Bay and got my discharge, I opened an auto repair business here in the city of Milwaukee, which is something that I've always, always wanted to do. And starting with the handgun ban, actually, is when I started becoming politically aware.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I have a handful of customers that are sitting politicians, Mark Borkowski, Jeff Stone. Scott Walker's father-in-law actually is a good customer of mine. Oh, yeah. He comes around frequently.
Oh, interesting. So you came about it organically, as so many candidates have this time around. What is it about Gwen Moore, though? Give me some specific positions of hers that you just found acceptable and should reject.
Specifically, most recently, I think the Hone Bridge controversy right now, where Sinicki and Plaley wanted to divert some federal funds to repair the Hone Bridge, and Gwen Moore said that it simply can't be done, and that just can't possibly be true. Federal funds are diverted all the time.
Well, not only that, but she's the congresswoman, so you had two lawmakers here in the state suggest this should be done. It's one thing to have maybe Jim Doyle rejected and his transportation secretary rejected, but it would be up to Gwen Moore. She's in Washington. She could get the ball rolling on reuse or a different use of those funds if she wanted to.
Absolutely. At a bare minimum, she could go to Congress and plead the case. And she could tell them that I have a genuine emergency here in my district and we need to do something about this. Can we see about diverting these funds? And she's not willing to even suggest it to anyone. She's just dismissing it out of hand.
Yeah, you mentioned the Hone Bridge. That's in that district. It's in your district.
It is the district, yes.
And it's become a real flashpoint, a real talking point in that district. There's so many in those southern suburbs in particular that not only want to keep it standing, but want to see it resurfaced.
Absolutely. You know, last weekend I was at the South Shore Frolics. Mm-hmm. I walked the parade route shaking hands, and what everybody wanted to talk about was the Hone Bridge. We got to fix the Hone Bridge. So you know, it's a main artery between the South Side and downtown.
Mm-hmm.
People go to and from every day to get to their job. Goods and services go across that bridge every day. And it's terribly important to the people on the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
And Gwenmore is paying no attention to them whatsoever.
So we know you're Republican. How conservative are you? Are you in favor of repealing Obamacare?
Absolutely. I'm in favor of repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a market-based solution. I actually have a market-based solution on my campaign website on the issues pages. If you go to dansebring.com and click on the issues tab, you'll find your way to it. It's fairly complicated, but it involves converting health insurance companies into healthcare finance companies.
Okay. Pro-gun, we know. Pro-life?
Absolutely. Pro-life.
Would you call yourself a litmus test conservative?
I recently got the endorsement of Wisconsin Right to Life. I'm 100% pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, there is no circumstance under which it would be acceptable to take innocent life.
Mm. I noticed on your website copies of several no-tax pledges and 10th Amendment pledges that you've signed. Those are very conservative pledges. Shouldn't someone in this district be trying to play more to the middle in order to win the district?
What we've seen in the past is the middle doesn't work, and frankly, I'm not going to play to the middle because I'm not in the middle.
Okay. I think you're right. I mean, the conservative instincts are right. Rush Limbaugh says it time and again, people who run on a conservative platform win. So you're fiscally conservative, obviously. Talk about the 10th Amendment pledge specifically. That amendment speaks to states' rights, correct?
It does, yes. What it does is it speaks to states' rights, and gives a list of the enumerated powers of Congress, and what it says is if what is not on the list of powers that are allocated to the United States Congress, those issues are the rights of the states.
Yeah. What isn't specifically spelled out here?
Absolutely. If it's not specifically spelled out in the Constitution, it goes to states' rights and the people.
Mm-hmm. So you're a big notion of state. You're a big fan of states' rights, obviously. Well, if people want to donate their time, money, get involved, where do they go?
You can go to dansebring.com and check out the links on the website. There'll be a link to it. There's a get involved.
And you have position papers there and everything else.
My position papers are there. You can make online campaign contributions. You can go, if you want to skip ahead a page and go directly to supportsebring.com.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what are you telling people then who are saying, hey, there's no way you can beat Gwen Moore? Not because she's so great, just because the district is so heavily Democrat.
Well, you know what we've been finding is that her support base is actually only a third of the district.
Hmm.
There's two-thirds of the district that either are unaware that they're represented by Gwen Moore or have been so discouraged by the lack of representatives running for other offices or, that they either don't vote or don't vote for that office.
Hmm.
So
it's just one of the things that you hope in this election cycle. Certainly more people are paying attention. More people are getting active. But when you look at a district such as that district, which doesn't include, you know, St. Francis, Cudahy, all these fiscally conservative yet traditionally Democrat blue-collar areas, you'd think, boy, there should be a real opportunity to have those people vote for a fiscal conservative Republican who matches up in so many ways with their way of thinking, certainly better than Gwen Moore does. I mean, it just has to be. I have a hard time believing that you have a bunch of people in Cudahy and St. Francis and West Dallas and South Side of Milwaukee that are interested in just sending more and more of their tax money to Washington.
You know, we've been finding that to be true over and over again. I've actually been receiving phone calls from union members that live and work on the South Side, or perhaps are laid off from working on the South Side, that in fact voted for Gwen Moore mostly because they voted straight ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And they are paying attention this year. They're not happy at all with the way things are going. And they're looking out for their own best interest this time around. That's for sure.
That's going to be your challenge. Good luck, sir, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Dan Sebring, congressional candidate in District 4. And as Dan mentioned, a lot of people don't even realize they have Gwen Moore as a congresswoman. Check out who it is that is your congressperson, and if you're in this district, you could certainly use the help.